Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Some sad news coming out of Hollywood this morning. Director Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were stabbed to death in their home yesterday. It's an ongoing investigation, but some sources are saying they were murdered by their 32-year-old son, Nick. Reiner, of course, gained fame in the 1970s from the show All in the Family.
Hold it! What are you doing here? What? What about the other foot? There ain't no sock on it. I'll get to it. Don't you know that the whole world puts on a sock and a sock and a shoe and a shoe? I like to take care of one foot at a time.
He, of course, played Meathead, the son-in-law. He went on to act, direct, and write some iconic films. This is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men, The American President, The Bucket List. So rest in peace, Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. It's official. Amy Schumer is getting divorced. And Dick Van Dyke recently celebrated his 100th birthday by receiving his first ever MTV VMA for a Coldplay video.
And it won Best Rock Video at the MTV Awards. It won Best Rock Video.
You got a moon man.
This is the moon man for the Coldplay video.
Dick Van Dyke got a moon man for his 100th birthday. Jacob Elordi had words with a photographer who was following him around a Paris train station. He told the guy, quote, "You make it really hard for me to live." Agreed. The End of an Era docuseries on Disney Plus followed Taylor Swift as she returned to touring after a foiled terrorist plot in Vienna, Austria. And then there was that deadly stabbing at a dance class in Southport, England that claimed the lives of three young fans.
We've had a series of very violent, scary things happened to the tour. There was this horrible attack in Liverpool at a Taylor Swift themed dance party, and it was little kids that
she had a hard time explaining it. Children should not die because they love Taylor Swift. George Clooney is done kissing women on screen. I don't blame him. And Lindsay Lohan voiced future Maggie in The Simpsons season 37 episode Parahormonal Activity.
Please don't let Bart drive. It's too scary. He drives so wiggly and everybody honks at us and yells bad words and shows us fingers.
I would not have recognized that as Lindsay Lohan. Andy Dick reportedly checked himself into rehab on Friday. Thank goodness. UK influencer Ed Matthews accidentally met Ringo Starr in a lounge at Heathrow Airport and didn't realize it. Y'all, I don't know who Ed Matthews is, but someone needs to teach him a lesson.
Wait, oh no.
Oh, you're not on the radio.
Oh no, I am. I'm just gambling, mate. Sorry, brother.
Okay, so, I'll find out speech at the gate.
On the radio. You alright, brother? Where are you from?
I'm from Liverpool.
Oh, really? I've just come from Manchester.
Ah, we must be brothers.
Ugh, the disrespect. Hallmark's When Calls the Heart is getting a prequel series called Hope Valley 1874. And I got a dirt alert. Y'all, John Stamos does not have a filter. He revealed that when he told his wife, Caitlin McHugh, about his Hunting Wives role, she asked one question.
Yeah, I told my wife I was doing it, and she said, are you going to show your I said, well, I don't think so, but it's one of those shows.
Filter. Use your filter. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?